today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu alaikum. This is another episode of today's special, which you choose to listen to. Today, we're going to speak about standing against oppression.
Palestine, Palestine, oh Palestine, on your land Allah plays great signs. Though the world sees your scars and hears your cries, Allah is your God and you will survive.
Today, Tuesday, is the 28th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 21st of Azar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 12th of December, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. These are verses 224 to 227 of chapter Ash-Shu'ara.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Wash-shu'ara'u yattabi'uhumul ghawun.
And the poets, only the deviators follow them.
Alam tara annahum fi kulli wadi yahimun.
Do you not see that in every valley they roam?
Wa annahum yaquluna ma la yaf'alun.
And that they say what they do not do.
إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وذكروا الله كثيرا وانتصروا من بعد ما ظلموا وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون.
Except those poets who believe and do righteous deeds and remember Allah often, and defend the Muslims after they were wronged. And those who have wronged are going to know to what kind of return they will be returned.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Since most of the verses of this surah contain consolation to both the Prophet and the scanty believers of that day in the face of the enemies, and since many verses of this surah have been revealed to defend the Prophet against the enemies' undue accusations, the surah has been concluded with an expressive and intimidatory sentence unto these obstinate enemies. It says, and soon those who act unjustly shall know to what final place of turning they shall turn back.
Salamullahi ya Qudus, fidaka ar-ruh wan nafs. Salamullahi ya Qudus, fidaka ar-ruh wan nafs. مهاد الدين والتقوى سلام الحب والنجوى وهل يا قدس لا نقوى مهاد الدين والتقوى سلام الحب والنجوى وهل يا قدس لا نقوى
وهل يا قدس لا نقوى؟
وكيف المسجد الطاهر بظل الغاصب الكافر؟ وكيف المسجد الطاهر بظل الغاصب الكافر؟ فينمو طرفنا الناعس بليل واهن دامس، رعاك الله يا قدس. فينمو طرفنا الناعس بليل واهن دامس، رعاك الله يا قدس.
And again, standing against oppression. We are living in this world of technology, which has its benefits, but more and more of us are realizing that we have actually become desensitized of theme of oppression, because every single day images strike our eyes and we have become numb to realities of such things. The narration of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family said, "Whoever sees oppression and he does nothing about it, he is part of that oppression." In other words, if someone is oppressed and we do nothing about it, we just remain in our comfort zone. We feel good. We don't even think about them. We don't even think of making a simple dua for them. Then we are part of oppressing them.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we are going to talk about the promotion of Islamic resistance and the whatness and whyness of Islamic resistance, and what do we mean by Islamic resistance. Generally speaking, whenever we showed steadfastness and resistance, we managed to move forward, and whenever we surrendered and moved according to the whims of the other side, we received a blow. There are clear examples in this regard. Intelligent and well-informed individuals can easily find examples in the 44 years of the Islamic Republic. This was another part of the logic. The third constituent of the logic of resistance is that there is a price for resistance, and it will not come cheap. However, the price of surrendering to the enemy is higher than that of resistance. When you surrender to the enemy, you have to pay a price for that. The Pahlavi regime had surrendered to the US, to the United States. It occurred many times that they were unhappy and dissatisfied, but they were subservient to them because they were intermediated by the US. The regime used to give them money, and it used to be blackmailed and humiliated by them. Today, some of the countries in our region are like this. They give them money, they give them their dollars, they adopt positions according to the wishes of the US, and they are insulted at the same time. They are described as a dairy cow. So the price that one pays for compromising, surrendering, and not resisting is much more than the price that one pays for resisting.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
And the continuation of today's special. Rewards of helping and supporting the oppressed. Dear brothers and sisters, it must be said that among the types of help and resistance through the medium of dua is supplicating for the destruction of the enemies and oppressors on His Eminence, as there is no doubt that dua of the believer for the destruction of the oppressors in a way as per condition mentioned in the traditional reports of the purified imams are joined together, it is effective. Thus, when the believer is not able to kill the enemy of his imam with the help of the real weapons, but he can do it by dua, then it is obligatory on him to do so, and get himself included in the helpers and supporters of His Eminence. Therefore, the Imams have motivated to curse their enemies and the prayers for their destruction reaches them.
They've been calling, they've been asking for some help, but nobody seems to care. They are saying, are we now an Ummah? How pain thought you would share.
In this part, we listen to a short part of Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, on the issue of Palestine. The issue of Palestine is an issue to be concerned of by all Muslims. The issue of Gaza and Palestine is our issue. It is our Islamic issue. It is the issue of all Muslims, and it is our responsibility. What we are doing is our responsibility, and we do not ask anyone to thank us for this. We have carried out our responsibility, and we ask Allah the Exalted to help us continue carrying out our responsibility. Any Palestinian who stepped away from resistance suffered a loss. Israel is not honest in its request for peace. Even if it were honest, it would not have any right in Palestine, and therefore its request would be illegitimate. But Israel is not honest in its request for peace. Those people who took the path of negotiations were forced to accept the enemy's impositions. If they had turned away from the path of the enemy's impositions, even for one moment, they would have been either eliminated or humiliated. You have witnessed both cases. They eliminated some and they humiliated and disowned the rest.
The history of the people of Palestine goes back very far. One of the greatest crimes that can be committed against human beings is when human beings are driven out of their homes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He speaks about the plight of the early Muslims, what does He say? Allah says in Surah Al-Hashr, ayah number 8, لِلْفُقَرَاءِ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ Allah speaks about those poor Muslims in Mecca who emigrated from Mecca to Medina. What does Allah say? الَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَأَمْوَالِهِمْ Allah speaks about how the early Muslims were driven out of their homes. They were driven out of their properties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the Muslims permission to defend themselves when Quraysh drove them out of their homes. You cannot expect to drive an entire nation out of their homes and expect them to just die silently and to be peaceful victims who do not resist. Now, what is our duty towards the people of Palestine? We have a duty. Yes, we might live on this part of the world and they live on the other side of the world, but we have a moral obligation to stand with the people of Palestine, and we don't need to be apologetic. We stand with the resistance without any ifs, ands, or buts.
The topic of this episode of today's special was about standing against oppression. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll leave you in Allah's protection and fi amanillah.
tell each other that this day will be the last, and tomorrow we all can go home free, and all this will finally end. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free.